Hello and welcome to the America Magazine podcast for the week of October 1st. This week, Associate Editor Kerry Weber interviewed Bishop Emil Sella of the Diocese of Rockville Center, Long Island, about his article in the current issue of America called Why Not Women? A Case for Expanding the Diaconate to Include Women. Bishop Sella talked with Kerry from Garden City, Long Island.
Hi, Bishop Sella. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Kerry. Good to be with you.
Now, as you know, you recently wrote an article for us about expanding the diaconate to include women. And I think a lot of people think that that is not open for discussion, not an option, but you argue that that is not the case. Could you tell us a little bit about why?
Yes. Let me give a little context first. And that's just about the numbers of people that we're dealing with and serving the Catholic Church in the United States. There are about 25,000 active Catholic priests, diocesan priests. There are about 58,000 nuns, but of course a great number of them are retired. There are 5,000 brothers. There are 17,000 deacons. And there are 40,000 people who we call lay ecclesial ministers. These are people who work pretty much full-time for the church. Sometimes they're paid, sometimes they're volunteers. It means they have training. It means they feel they have a call to work for the church. It means that they have the spiritual dimension, the personal characteristics that are needed to serve the church. They're directors of religious education. They're music ministers. They're youth ministers and so on. Well, all of that is important as a background because 80 to 85% of those people are women, maybe even more than that, are women of these people that we call the ecclesial ministers, these people who are doing such work in the life of the church. So one of the possibilities is that they could be given more recognition and other things we can talk about later in the life of the church. Now, it seemed that this would not be possible. To ordain women to any order would not be possible. However, things have changed. Certainly not in regard to ordaining them as priests or bishops, but in regard to ordaining them as deacons. And the big thing that has changed is that there are a number of arguments against ordaining women for the church, ordaining women to the priesthood or to the episcopate or to the diaconate. One is that Jesus didn't do it. Now, that's a valid argument, except Jesus was having enough trouble trying to get people to listen to him the way he was without doing something that would be so much against the culture. However, another argument that goes with that is that even after that, when the church moved out into areas where there were women who served in religions, women who had a higher place in society, the church still, those who were leaders in the church still did not ordain women. And of course, that's been the tradition of the church ever since then. The teaching of the church is still that women would not be ordained priests or deacons, but something has happened in reference to the diaconate. The arguments, as I said, against ordaining women as priests or bishops or deacons was Jesus didn't do it, and the church has never done it. So you have this long tradition. But the other argument was what they call the iconic argument. That argument says that Jesus is the bridegroom of the church, and Jesus was a male. And therefore, those who are going to represent Jesus as the head of the church, that they also had to be male. However, recently, relatively recently, there have been a number of statements from the Holy See that make a separation. They talk about the episcopate, about the priesthood, and about the diaconate as being sacraments. However, they say that the priest and the bishop are the ones who reflect Christ, who carry out this iconic argument. They are the ones who represent Christ as the head of the church. They say, however, that deacons are those who serve the church. It doesn't put that same kind of argument that you have to be a male to reflect what Jesus was in order to be a deacon. So that's the really opening up to the whole issue of the possibility of women deacons in the church.
Is there any historical precedent for women deacons in the church?
Yes, it would be very much something that would be characterized by the Eastern churches, the churches of the Middle East and the churches of what we call Greece and those areas now. There's evidence of women deacons going back to the 3rd century. What started women deacons was this. There are people called deacons in the New Testament. There's a famous one, of course, of Phoebe, who's called a deacon in the letter to the Romans. There are deacons mentioned in the letter to the Philippians. There are deacons mentioned in the pastoral letters. They're talked about, but nobody's quite sure what they did or exactly how they got to be deacons. So you can't say too much about that. However, into the second century, it's pretty clear that you have this kind of hierarchy. You have the bishop and the priest and the deacon. First of all, of course, there were men deacons. Then what happened was, as most people who were being baptized into the church were adults. and it included, of course, women. It was the practice in those days for people to be baptized nude. They had no clothes and they were anointed with oil. Well, obviously, that was going to cause problems for men and women. Same thing was true, according to the culture of the time, about men visiting women in their homes if they were sick or something along those lines. So they developed the custom of women who carried out those roles that the male deacons did. There isn't too much indication that they were preaching or teaching the church. It seems to have been something that was made specifically to deal with women, although these women deacons also served in the liturgy at times.
How do you determine how much weight a historical precedent like that holds? I mean, in the church has a long history. Many things have happened in the church history, some of which we definitely don't want to repeat. How do you look at something like this and say, you know, this is a valid argument for moving forward in a certain way in the church today?
I think you have to look at what the needs of the church are. All the ministries that we know about from the New Testament, they developed because there were needs in the church. Something had to be taken care of. Somebody needed to lead the Eucharist. Somebody needed to teach. Somebody was necessary to at the liturgy, to speak in tongues and all the things that they did at the liturgy. So these ministries developed as they were needed. As things were there, they developed. Well, I think the same thing is true today. If there's absolutely no need for women deacons or men deacons, well, then there's no need to have them. But there certainly seems to be a need for, as we have men serving as deacons, there seems to be a possibility and a great value in women serving deacons today. So we're looking to how's the Spirit guiding the church today?
Some people would argue that ordaining women deacons would be sort of a kind of slippery slope. And then suddenly the women that are deacons are saying, why can't we be priests? And this is obviously a contentious point, not really up for debate at this point. Would you agree that that might be the case, or would you argue against that?
Well, it's a possibility. There's no doubt about it that some people would say this is the first step, or some people would look upon it. Some people would oppose it because they would say this is the first step on the way to ordaining women. I think one of the things to consider is, we have in the world, we have 40,000 deacons. We have, like I said, 17,000 in the United States. The movement for married priests is not really coming from them. It's coming from all kinds of other circles, other kinds of people who are interested and concerned about the church. When men are ordained deacons, that's what they want to be. I haven't spoken to any deacon, married deacon, or deacon who's a permanent deacon who doesn't want to be a deacon. That's the vocation that he has. That's what he's called to be. And I think that's what we'd be talking about here, that it would be women who would say, this is my vocation. This is my call. I'm called to be a deacon. Again, certainly some people would probably look upon it as you said, the slippery slope. But everything's going to have some kind of risk or some kind of question or some kind of interpretation connected with it.
Now, I know one of the arguments some dioceses that do not use female altar servers anymore are worried that the young boys will not want to do it if there's girls involved. And do you think a similar argument would be used for the male diaconate, that it would seem somehow less exclusive or something if it was opened up more?
I don't know. If any man felt that way, I don't think you ought to be a deacon. If anybody is so insecure, right, that to have a woman serving as a deacon would be a troublesome or bothersome for him. I don't know if it's true. Maybe it is. I suppose they're speaking of their experience, that really you don't get altar servers who are boys because the girls are there. It's always been a kind of a situation. It's true that there probably would be a lot more female women deacons than there would be male deacons, because you look at the church now and look at people who are serving in the church now. Right. So it's going to be a reality too more, but I don't know that should be a put off for anybody.
Now, have you talked about this with many of your peers? Is there a consensus among folks?
No, I would not say that. It's the whole possibility of talking about women deacons is really relatively new. It goes back really to about 2009, when the Code of Canon Law, when Pope Benedict added a section to the Code of Canon Law which mentioned what I said before, that the priest and the bishop were icons of Jesus, the high priest or the head, but the deacon was not. So really the possibility for even talking about this too much was not really around. But that seems to me that has opened up a whole possibility of looking at this now.
And what do you think the main obstacle to women in the diaconate is at this point?
I guess it's just kind of the way the church moves. The way the church moves, it moves slowly. I think there had to be more study. There were some concerns that were raised in the past that there were women who were deacons, but that they were really not ordained. They were only blessed. But I think there's been so much study since then that says they were ordained just as the men were. They brought into the sanctuary. The bishop laid hands on them. It was in the presence of the whole assembly. They received stoles. They went to the altar to receive from the cup. So I don't think that's an issue anymore. I think it's going to be mainly the whole business of how will the church move along? There'll be some, probably there'll be, in the West, this can go, there are different cultures where women still have a different role to play, and that will have to be different. Even in our own country, it'll be up to a bishop, I guess, if he wants to have, if we ever get to the stage of approving it. By the way, nobody can ordain women deacons yet. It's still, if you ordain a woman to any sacred order, you're automatically excommunicated. So when we're talking about the issue, not the issue of what the law is right now, but the issue of the possibility that it's open to study it. And by the way, there have been a couple of documents which have said this is open. Way back in 1976, when Pope Paul VI issued the statement about the church does not see its way to ordaining women, hasn't done it. The commentary on it said that they did not raise the issue of women deacons, and they were leaving that for the future. And the same thing is true in a document from the International Theological Commission in 2002, that they're saying this is an open question that has to be considered. So what's called for is that people, again, people who are involved pastorally in the life of the church, men and women, those who are responsible for pastoral life, scholars, theologians, historians, that they all kind of work on this and see what's the possibility. If it serves the good of the church, then we should be moving toward it.
And why do you personally feel a desire to write about this now? What sort of motivated you?
I think just that the possibility that it was there, that we have so much going on in the church now where Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict have talked about the role of women in the church. And yet here is one place where women could take a special role, could read the Sacrament of Orders, could preach, could officiate at weddings, could officiate at baptisms, so that it's something that needs to be looked at, something that needs to be considered.
And is there anything that Catholics who would support women in the diaconate can do to sort of further this cause, or is it sort of kind of we have to wait for the Holy Spirit to move somebody?
Well, you can do what we always need to do. You write letters. You speak to, when meet bishops, talk to bishops, talk about it in past parishes and pastoral councils, and have parish councils raise the issue with the diocesan pastoral councils. You start at the bottom, and you get people interested in saying this is important. This is something that we should be doing, if people really feel that way and think about it that way. I think a lot of folks really haven't thought about it that much yet, so that it's a relatively new idea to them. That this might be a possibility and where you could go with it. There are so many people, as I said, so many women who are serving in important roles in the church to get the grace of the sacrament, to get the possibility of, again, preaching and teaching and so on. Those would be great things for the life of the church, I think.
Yeah, what would it say about the church's relationship with women, do you think, if this change were made?
I think it would put into practice the words that are there, where recent popes have said so much about the value and the importance of women and their life in the church. It's a recognition of that, and it's a recognition of the roles they're playing already and the roles that they can play, sure.
Very good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your insights.
Thank you. Good to be with you.